Search for missing U.S. soldiers near Belarus border continues, says NATO. By Breitbart London on March 27, 2025. Warsaw, Poland, AP, NATO on Wednesday clarified comments that Secretary General Mark Rutte made earlier in the day. When he suggested that four U.S. soldiers who went missing while training in Lithuania had died, even though the U.S. Army said their fate was not yet confirmed. The search is outgoing, NATO said in a statement posted on X. We regret any confusion about remarks that SecG NATO delivered on this today. He was referring to emerging news reports and was not confirming the fate of the missing, which is still unknown. The U.S. Army said the Hercules armored vehicle the four U.S. soldiers were in during a training exercise had been found submerged in a body of water. It said recovery efforts were underway by U.S. Army and Lithuanian armed forces and civilian agencies. The soldiers, all from 1st Brigade, 3rd Infantry Division, were conducting tactical training when they went missing. Asked Wednesday evening by reporters if he had been briefed about the missing soldiers, President Donald Trump said, "No, I haven't." During a trip to Warsaw, Rutte told reporters that he had received word of the deaths of the four soldiers while he was delivering a lecture, and that his thoughts were with their families and with the United States. "This is still early news, so we do not know the details. This is really terrible news, and our thoughts are with the families and loved ones," Rutte said in Warsaw. Lithuanian public broadcaster LRT reported that the four U.S. soldiers and their vehicle were reported missing Tuesday afternoon during an exercise at the General Silvestris Zukauskas training ground in Pabrade, a town located less than 10 kilometers, 6 miles, from the border with Belarus. The Baltic countries of Lithuania, Latvia and Estonia are all NATO members and have often had chilly ties with Russia, a key ally of Belarus, since declaring independence from the Soviet Union in 1990. Relations soured further over Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. And Lithuanian President Gitanas Nausėda has been one of the most outspoken supporters of Ukraine in its fight against Russian President Vladimir Putin's forces.